The Bloody Truth by Stephen Hill. Chapter 16. From Estrangement to Embrace. The blood of Christ is more than a cure for sin and death. It is the means by which God closes the distance between himself and his creation. The antidote doesn't just cleanse, it draws near. Conciliation, God's move toward us. In 2 Corinthians 5:18-19, Paul explains, "Yet all is of God, who conciliates us to himself through Christ, and is giving us the dispensation of the conciliation, how that God was in Christ, conciliating the world to himself, not reckoning their offenses to them." Conciliation is God's action to remove hostility and repair a damaged relationship. It is one-sided in its initiation. God moves first. The estrangement between God and man is not something we bridge by choice or effort. It is something God resolves by his own will and action. This is critical. The Father did not need to be persuaded to love us. He has always been propitious toward his creation. The barrier was on our side. Sin and death had warped our perception and chained us to alienation. Christ's sacrifice is the decisive act that breaks those chains, and his resurrection is the proof of power in which our glorious expectation is now based. Reconciliation, mutual restoration. Once conciliation is complete, once God has acted to remove the hostility, reconciliation can occur. This is the two-sided restoration, where both parties are brought into unity. The sequence matters. Conciliation happens first, reconciliation follows, and both are rooted in the same act, the shedding of Christ's blood. No room for punitive theories. Penal substitutionary atonement collapses both concepts into a crude transaction, imagining the Father's wrath being satisfied by punishment. But Paul's language is relational, not transactional. God is not a judge appeased by a payment. He is a Father who removes enmity and restores his family. If the antidote were about paying off a penalty, it could have been done without full humanity, without a life of temptation, without decades of obedience. But conciliation required more. It required a champion who truly stood among us, living our life without sin, and then pouring out his life to bring us home. The cosmic scope. Reconciliation's scope is breathtaking. It is not limited to human believers. It extends to all beings throughout the entire universe. The adversary, the spiritual principalities, the estranged celestial hosts. Every sphere of creation is touched by this peacemaking act. Through the blood of the cross, the human hero secures a future where every knee bows and every tongue confesses his lordship, not in fear, but in awe-struck recognition of the love that overcame all. The embrace that awaits. The antidote heals. Conciliation removes the distance, and reconciliation brings the embrace. This is where the story is headed. Not to a divided eternity, but to a universe gathered together under the headship of Christ. In the champion, the cure is complete. The enemies are defeated. The estrangement is over. And the embrace is certain. Chapter 16. Key takeaways. Conciliation is God's act to remove estrangement. Reconciliation follows. The cross shows God moving toward us, not against us. The end goal is not division, but the Father's full embrace of creation.